Deep in the wooded hills and hollows of the Ozark Mountains, there lived an old conjuring woman who knew all the herbs and cures and roots and magic spells. She had one friend, a lean, mean, wild razorback hog, came by her cabin to eat her kitchen garbage. Some folks say he ate so many of her roots and magic potions that he could walk and talk like a man, some folks say. Every October, the hill people slaughter hogs and put up the meat into a smokehouse for the long winter. When the wind blows cold and the frost comes and the leaves turn, it's hog scalding time. Men gather from miles around and drive hogs into rail fence pens. The animals are slaughtered and the carcasses scalded enough to get the bristle hair off. Then the butchering begins. By sundown, the meat is all packed to go home, and the raw-skinned hog's heads and the bloody bones are all that's left out of the burlap sacks. One lazy hillbilly stole hogs from his neighbors at hog scalding time, and he must have rounded up that conjuring woman's pet, too. After the butchering that day, he rode away with a bag of meat and a skinned head in his wagon. But the wagon wheel hit a bump, and out onto the dark road rolled the old raw head. "Bloody bones," said the old raw head, "get up and dance." The bloody bones back at the butchering pens jumped up and danced around and pulled together again and came and got the head. Old raw head ran into the woods and went to all the critters and borrowed things to wear. He borrowed the panther's fangs. He borrowed the bear's claws. He borrowed the...